With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There is a whole lot of this going on this morning. Shovel-wielding Americans from the plains to the mid-Atlantic trying to keep up with all of the snow that's falling, generated by a major winter storm. It's also sending temperatures plunging below freezing. Numerous schools are closed, more than a quarter million power outages. It's either a slow or a no-go on the roads, and there are many flight delays and cancellations. And despite the snowstorm,
Congress is scheduled to certify the results of the 2024 presidential election today. President Biden says January 6th is about counting votes
and ensure a peaceful transfer of power.
Congress will convene in a snowy Washington, D.C. to certify Donald Trump's victory in November. The session is presided over by the candidate he defeated, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Correspondent Ed Donahue, 4 years ago today, violence erupted at the U.S. Capitol, with some rioters disregarding then-President Trump's call for a peaceful and patriotic gathering on Capitol Hill. Also at SRNNews.com, the state funeral for former President Carter underway this week. Observances in Georgia and Washington, D.C.
After a weekend procession through South Georgia, the former president's flag-draped casket arrived at the Carter Presidential Center. There he is lying in repose until Tuesday morning, with the public able to pay respects around the clock. Carter's remains will then travel to Washington, where he will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until his funeral at 10 a.m. Thursday at the Washington National Cathedral. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Reports that Canada's Liberal Party Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will resign this week, perhaps as soon as today. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 135, NASDAQ futures 215 points higher. This is SRN News. The atheists are at it again.
California's Hart Ransom Union School Board has ended its practice of beginning meetings with a prayer under pressure from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That leading atheist organization sent a warning letter to the board bearing with it the implied threat of a lawsuit if school officials did not comply. This despite the fact the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of invocations in the past. The foundation focuses on scouring references of Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The country's education system could undergo major changes once President Trump is sworn in for his second term. He made a campaign promise to cut the Department of Education, which many Americans see as a bastion of liberalism with few real duties. Mr. Trump might also use the power of the federal purse and the accreditation system to push higher education institutions to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This is SRN News. A former Israeli diplomat and lawmaker makes an ominous prediction.
Following months of warnings about a resurgent terrorism threat, an Army veteran inspired by ISIS slammed a pickup truck into crowds celebrating New Year's Day in New Orleans. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, says that there may be more to come.
My gut feeling tells me this is not a lone wolf operation. This is the person who's coordinated, and I know what the connection is, but they're finding a connection between this attack and the planned attack in Las Vegas.
The former Knesset member said the attack and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas on the same day represent a longstanding concern that came into focus in the years after the September 11th attacks. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A shooting attack on a bus carrying Israelis in the West Bank has killed at least three people. Israel's rescue service says at least seven others are wounded in today's attack. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to settle accounts with them and with everyone who assisted them. More details at SRNNews.com.